Agenda, one item this evening is the minutes of the regular meeting of June 5th, 2018. How do council go on this one? We had a chance to go through those. I know everyone had a chance to, but is there anything that jumped out?
Aye.
No? With that, I'd entertain a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
I'll approve.
Motion's been made by Jack. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Jack?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Danny?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to reports this evening, our financial officer is in Washington State. So just a quick thing we went through this afternoon. I'll just do a couple of the numbers, and if you have questions, Jordan and I'll try to answer those for you. Raw fish tax revenue for the month of May was $24,240, up $4,000 from last year, and the sales tax revenue was $46,000 versus $45,000 from FY17. So we're on track for the fiscal part. Unfortunately, the summer is going to be a little bit of a hit, but we will take those numbers. For bank balances are on the next page. We did receive the Alaska USA Federal Credit Union CD was turned over, went into the general fund, as we chatted on the last meeting. Numbers, expenditures are all on the next two or three pages. And I was special, I got a couple of extra copies. So. With that, any questions from the council? Not hearing any. Move right along to our administrator's report. And Jordan, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Kelly Avenue outfall line, but Dave fill in more on that. They will be coming out here next Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll get that date nailed down tomorrow. They were due out today, but they're concerned about not being able to get out this evening. Insurance went up about $4,300. For fiscal year 19, that was mostly due to the clinic. Again, the clinic was undervalued by about $6 million. So the new insurance prices reflect that. Clinic contract, meeting with Jennifer next Thursday afternoon. Instead of having the lawyers, you know, do back and forth, we'll just do it in-house and then send them a clean version, save time, save money. New floats. You know, Lucius East Borough is taking the lead to do the sign permitting for the new floats for the new harbor. So they've applied to the Corps to see what permits are needed. One's going to be a 404, which is dumping fill into navigable waterways. Shouldn't be a problem. There may be some other restrictions regarding marine mammals or birds or what have you, but it won't be an impediment to getting the floats done. I mean, there's harbors, you know, up and down in the peninsula, so it has been done before, and we won't see any issues. Airport DOT was here yesterday. They feel good. They're still thinking October 1st. There's a few gaps needed to fill in just as they make the policies and procedures manual that FAA wants to see. But that was good. Salmon disaster 2016. Pinks. I'll be working with both Kinko and Aleutian Seas to figure out what impact that had on the boroughs, or sorry, the city's fish tax. There's no set number for 60 to 100,000 at the city level, and then for individual fishermen, that's going to vary based on their participation in the fishery. PERS will be getting a $46,000 rebate from PERS. As you know, PERS, there's the city contribution and the employer contribution. So let's say the city, puts in $10,000 and the employee leaves after 4 years. So that then the employee would keep $7,500 of that, and the $2,500 is credited back to the employer. So since the last state audit, they do it for everybody on a regular basis. It's not like we were singled out. So the city's due back $46,000 as a credit. So for payrolls starting July 1st, we'll be applying that credit going forward. So that's a ray of sunshine. Scrap metal, I'll stay on top of that. Then we have the bond payment due this month. It's about $180,000. So we'll verify the bank statements before.
We have received our in lieu of taxes, I'm trying to, so we kind of a wash on it, so that we'll get that paid, so we'll get that one rolling. Anything else, Darren?
No, I'll save it for Area M and
okay, questions for Jordan? Not hearing any, thank you. I don't have anything to add to those ones, except we did chat a little bit about the clinic contract and maybe just a point on the insurance deal on the rent will be, if everything goes with contracting dollars, we may see a bump in our side coming from a contract thing to cover other things, that it could be substantial.
It's a very substantial increase, and then obviously, you know, what we receive in the clinic contract, we would take a good portion of that and set it aside, and then also it would go towards covering the cost of insuring the building itself.
Yes. Yeah.
So it wouldn't be the city necessarily covering that. It would be each.
It's come through the contracting dollar. So anyway, we just wanted to let you guys know that. So okay, thanks, Jordan. Questions? Not hearing any, we'll move right along to our Department of Public Safety. And Brent, I'll turn the floor over to you really quick.
Okay, not a lot to report. We are now fully staffed at the police department. So we have a chief sergeant, two officers, and an investigator in the Anchorage. In your packets, you'll see the police division activity report. I don't know if you want me to go over those in detail at all, or just it's just for you guys to peruse. A lot of calls, a lot of IRs generated, and four arrests for four actual investigative cases generated. So certainly showing activity. Note from the chief. I'll just go through this real quick for the record. As a standpoint, Department of Public Safety enters the second half of the year. He wanted to take a moment to thank the citizens of Sandpoint and the City Council for their continued support of the department and our efforts to curb the sale of illicit drugs in our community, thus helping keep the crime rate down. He's happy to report that our case reports are at a five-year low, down 45% year-to-date from 2017 and currently down 80% since 2014. However, our drug arrests and drug interdiction are up. So it kind of shows that there's a balance there. So he wants to thank the community for their interaction with the police department and being confident and comfortable in contacting us with information, reference drug activities, and also this success is also due to our added investigator on the Anchorage end, which adds a vital piece to the team in order to network. We now have a cross match fingerprint system, electronic fingerprint system, which we just trained on in the last couple days, where we can now fingerprint electronically and transmit immediately to Anchorage, which is going to be vital in certain cases. So, and as I stated earlier, evidence room is one of our priority items. I started that project when I came on in September and then handed the baton to Officer Anderson, who's also an evidence tech trained out of Washington. And so the two of us, as well as the rest of the department, we've been working on inventorying, auditing, purging the evidence room properly, so it will be a less than liable issue for the city in the future. So so let's see. The 4th of July was fairly uneventful. Half a dozen calls, couple arrests for disorderly conduct, and let's see, an arrest for third-degree assault. Other than that, that's about all we have to report. Some EMS activity, five EMS runs for the month. So that's about it.
Very good. Thanks, Brent. Questions?
Well, it's just nice to see that the numbers are getting down and falling compared to where we were last year, or 2 years ago, not having anybody here. You know, yeah. And it's good to see that we're fully forced and making a big difference. Yeah, it's really good to see.
Yeah, definitely kudos.
Thank you.
You guys there. Any other comments, questions? I'm not hearing any. Thank you. And we're going to move right along to our Public Works Director. And Dave, I'm going to turn the floor over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. We were real busy last month. We had some really good weather, which helped us. And we had some wet weather, which also helped us for grading. We worked a week on the barge with one man and our excavator. We swept roads 4 times, graded roads multiple times, even side roads. We prepped and poured 3 yards of concrete and sections of the asphalt that we had to cut due to water breaks. We hauled a truck out of a back trails lake. We hauled a bunch of rock for AMTHC so they could get down to the beach, which came out pretty good. I'm impressed with it. We picked up used motor oil from Trident. We pumped fuel for the buildings. It's a monthly thing. Worked on our Mack trucks to make sure everything was ready to haul the rock for AMTHC. We moved the Genie lift to the QTT center. They needed to work on their lights. We dug a grave. We did some work on the gal. And that's for Public Works. Water, sewer, we've been pumping 3 loads a day for the last 8 weeks so far. It'll be 9 weeks this weekend, but who's counting? At Jumps Lift Station, we're backwashing on a regular basis. We ordered the new C200 turbidity meters we needed to get everything back up to par. We had a 2-inch water line break at George Huckabee's driveway. We fixed that. Assisted repair with Kevin Gunderson. Made a list of the parts that we needed for the water plant. Picked up the PRV valves and all the parts. Built a gravel path up to the lift station at the jump so it was safer, so we didn't have to park on the road in order to pump. Plus, it's going to be better to get up there when we have to pull our pumps because the new pumps we're putting in are a lot heavier. As far as the landfill, they've been picking up around dumpsters. Of course, the garbage has picked up a whole bunch due to the fishing. We serviced the incinerator. The trash has increased a lot. Otherwise, landfill's been doing good. We had to do some little bit of welding on the garbage trucks, but that's kind of a monthly thing. Paul and Julius filled in while Walter was out for his son. And lots of bottles and lots of cans, but the recycle center's running great. And basically, that's all I have. Any questions?
Good. Thanks, Dave. Questions? Comments?
Yeah. Is that pressure down now for downtown here?
Nope.
No,
still up. Yeah.
Okay. I just hope it doesn't start busting more lines.
Yeah. Well, actually, right now, when the fishermen are out, we're pumping less than 100 gallons a minute to keep our tank full, which is amazing. So we have got 98% of our leaks caught up. I know where there's a couple little weeps, like the fire hydrant right out here. There's some little odds and ends that we need to do to make it a little bit better. When the fishermen do come in, we have to fire up another pump to keep up with it. But as soon as you guys leave and the harbor crew does their morning walk and turns everything off, well, we're doing excellent on water right now, which is going to save us a whole bunch of money and sodium hypochlorite or polymer. I mean, it just makes a big difference. Good. But otherwise, no, it's good.
Very good. Thank you. Other questions? Not hearing any. Thanks, Dave.
You bet.
With that, we're going to move right along to our harbor master. And Richard, I'll turn the floor over to you.
Thank you. Good evening. Very short report, but you guys have been busy, still busy. All used oils and Public Works. Odds and ends, taking care of machinery, hauling freight for people, lumber and whatnot. Guys are still making dump runs. I made 3 or 4 so far this week. And there was a broken water line in the harbor, but Winston Krause fixed it. And the physical year was a pretty good year on boats. We hauled, the harbor hauled 122 boats for the season. That's about all I have, barring any questions.
And you did say your weather permitting, you're probably going to do some welding with zinc on the
mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll start tomorrow. We're pretty much set for it now.
Okay, good. Questions for Boone, Shirley?
Yeah, Richard, I had somebody complain about some equipment you didn't have available to put a skiff, power skiff in the water.
That is our Grove. It's still down. We have the parts, but the guys have been smashed. The main guys that were going to work on it have been busy running. I mean, they're running ragged. So when they slow down, when they get a chance, we'll be able to address the Grove.
Is that the only piece of equipment you have to?
Only you piece said you of had equipment something? That size to lift the bigger skiffs.
Yeah.
So he was talking about, somebody said something about we had equipment leased out to some company that wasn't available to you.
When the barge was here with the dirty dirt, they used the Gulf for a couple of days, but the skiff that was in question, the Gulf, wouldn't handle it.
Oh, yeah, it was too heavy.
So we need to get that Grove fixed.
Yeah,
and the Grove's so big, it's going to be an outdoor thing, too, because we got to literally lift the crane in half and set it off to do the bearings, and it's going to be a really big project.
Yeah. Alan?
And Dennis, you know, he Art Grove operator, gear operator, he knows not to deny, you know, skiff lifts to anybody. While the city's Grove is down, Triton will do all the skiffs that are needed to lift with Art Grove. So if someone was getting short end, call us. We'll help. And we're all in this together. Okay. Might be the other way around next month, but we need the city's Grove because ours is broke. So.
Very good. Other questions? Not hearing anything, Richard.
You're welcome. Thank you.
With that, we have nothing under hearings, ordinances, or resolutions this evening. Old business, nothing. Oh, before we get into the new business, just one thing we chat a little bit about this afternoon. A little update on the scrap metal. Ron did make it out to visit with Dave and I, and he went and assessed what's up there, and he wants to do it. So, and from what I hear, the King Cole thing may not happen, but we may have some monies from tribal solid waste management side of things. So we'll keep in touch on that and let everybody know where we're at on and numbers to bring back to you guys when we hear a little bit more.